Pam Bondi challenges Joe Biden's bold-faced lie about never discussing Hunter Biden's business deals. By Charlie Spiering on October 14, 2020. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, R., on Wednesday reacted to a new report from the New York Post showing evidence that former Vice President Joe Biden met with an advisor to Burisma while his son, Hunter Biden, was on the board. If the New York Post story is true, we now know that Joe Biden lied to the American people and lied repeatedly to all of you, Bondi said. The New York Post revealed recovered emails showing that Hunter Biden arranged a 2015 meeting with his father and Vadim Pasharsky, an advisor to Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure, the email from Pasharsky that was published by the Post reads. Bondi, a surrogate for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, challenged Biden's claim that he never discussed Hunter Biden's foreign business deals. I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, Biden told reporters in Iowa in September 2019. If the New York Post story is true, we now know, without any shadow of doubt, this was a bold-faced lie, Bondi said. Bondi also referenced a trip to China that Hunter Biden made with his father on Air Force Two, where he arranged a meeting with a Chinese investor. We know Joe Biden met with Jonathan Lee, that Chinese banker, met with him in the lobby of a hotel at Hunter Biden's request, she said. Bondi criticized Biden Incorporated, the Biden family members that used the former vice president's influence to score wealthy business deals. The family will enrich themselves by trading on their father's position and power, Bondi said.